All right. Are you recording?
I am recording.
It is recording?
It is recording.
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit.
Are you wearing that lucky shirt?
Hello. And welcome to Sherman Tanks. I'm Rene Rosa.
I'm Chance Giribellini.
And this is Sherman Tanks. Welcome to Sherman Tanks. I'm Rene Rosa.
It's episode 6. He thought I was going to say that shit again.
I was hoping you would.
No.
Why not?
We do enough of the same shit every week. We don't need to do it again.
It'd be like Groundhog Day or something.
Yeah, but so what'd you do today, Renee?
I worked. What did you do today?
I did not work. Start classes Monday.
Which is
less than a week.
Wait, I thought it was, March? Holy shit, next week is March.
I start Monday.
God, this year's moving by fast.
Right? Isn't it?
It's like diarrhea year. It goes really quick and you don't even notice it.
No, you notice diarrhea.
No, sometimes you don't.
I better go get yourself checked, dude. I always notice when I have diarrhea.
It's dangerous.
Fuck. Anyway. Yeah, it's dangerous.
Maybe a sandwich.
Saxon should write a song about diarrhea.
Saxon violence?
The Princess of the Night or something.
It sounds like it would be a freestyle song. I don't know why.
Princess of the Night. It does. Princess of the Night's a good song, though. All right, so, Renee, I just wanted to start this off real quick by asking. I'll tell my shit stories later. But, all right, so I just thought of this right before for everyone listening. Right before we sat down, I realized that Renee was listening. Renee mentioned Nirvana multiple times as, like, his favorite band, and Kurt Cobain being one of his idols. You could safely say that, right?
I didn't say it was an idol.
But can I safely say that?
Musically, I guess. Musically.
Oh, yeah. That's what...
Well, not like a... Because people, when you say idol...
They mean as a person. Like the things they do. But he's one of somebody...
He's a big influence. He's an influence.
So anyway, so right before I sat down and remembered that. And I remembered Renee was about, 13? 14 when he died? 15.
94.
And you were listening to him already. So I was like, what was that like? Because no one near as the influence Kurt Cobain has had on you, to me, has died while they were at their prime, or whatever. Or while they were even working on music at all, or any musicians, not that many. But I was like, man, he was alive when like one of his idols died.
I'll start it with the ending, right? Just so that you know. Give you an idea of...
Because, like, what did you... Like, when you turned on the news or when... Or who told you or... You know, because this is... I'm assuming you had all the Nirvana... All three at
everything.
The time.
I had everything.
Had
shirts
and posters.
I had every
bootleg
you could imagine. Yeah. Me and my friend Rob, we fucking had everything.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. Like, you know, that's like me turning on a fucking TV and...
Here's the deal. All right. I'll start with the day... After I found out, because I think that's funnier than anything else.
I don't know why I didn't mean for it to be funny,
It just is, because you'll see when you hear what I'm about to say and that it's 100% factual truth, you're going to be like, what the fuck? But this is high school. You know, keep that in mind. This is high school.
Yeah. You were.
I walk into school. I already know I'm depressed, kind of. Not really depressed, but just sad, because it's like, dude, one of my favorite fucking musicians ever is fucking dead. The guy that basically... If it wasn't for him, I wouldn't have picked up a guitar because I wouldn't have cared about playing guitar and singing and shit. Mm-hmm. I could sing and I could play guitar. I didn't care about doing both at the same time, you know? And I was just learning how to fucking play guitar little by little. I was a drummer first. But I walk into school and one of my very best friends walks up to me and she hugs me and she's like, dude, I heard. I'm so sorry. And she hugs me. And at first I'm like, heard about what? And she's like, Kurt Cobain. And I'm like, oh, yeah, it sucks a lot. But I'm like, wait, what? Because it felt like this happened multiple times throughout the day. People were coming up to me like if I lost a fucking family member.
But yeah, but you have to understand, man, when that's your entire life, I would do the same thing. Like, that's your life,
dude. It was a huge portion of my life as a kid.
I'd do it today if one of your idols died.
It wasn't like, put it this way, people were treating me like, it was this huge thing for me more than it actually was. Because I was a huge fan. The funny thing is, I never owned a Nirvana t-shirt until after he died. It was one of those things where I love Nirvana so much, I didn't have to wear it on a fucking shirt to tell people. It was one of those things. Like, that was the whole, like, there were a bunch of other bands that I fucking loved. Everyone knew who the fuck Nirvana was. And I was always more after shirts that I couldn't find in stores. Like, if I went down to the shore with my family, I want a shirt from a band that I love a lot and can't find shirts of anywhere up north because I can get them whenever I want to. Can't get a, at that time, you couldn't find a Misfits shirt. It was, like, impossible. It was at that time
you could go to the city and fucking.
Nah, but dude, I was 14. You know what I mean? Like, 40, my parents were extremely, extremely protective, so they weren't gonna let me to go in there, you know, around by myself a lot as a teenager. But I would find shirts of like these fucking, I would consider almost underground bands at the time that no one gave a shit about and were really hard. The only way you would be able to get those shirts was like through mail order and catalogs and shit like that. So when we, those were the shirts that I bought. Like, fucking, even at the time, White Zombie was still a little under the radar.
Yeah.
They weren't anywhere near really as big as Nirvana and shit. So I had White Zombie shirts, I had movie shirts, you know, stuff that I just wouldn't find. Yeah. Never had a Nirvana shirt until after he fucking died. And the way I found out was I came home from, I don't know what the hell it was. It might have been practice for choir or some performance or something. I don't remember exactly what it was, but I know that it was late as fuck. And even as a teenager, I had insomnia problems. So I go to bed and I put on my headphones and I press play on my Walkman and the fucking tape is jammed. Like, jammed to fucking, it won't play. And I try to pull the tape out.
And it's fucked.
And
so
it's fucked up.
So you put the radio on.
So I put the radio on. Put the radio on and fucking In Bloom is playing. Uh-huh. And I'm like, whoa.
Oh, good.
That's fucking awesome. They're playing Nirvana. Yeah. And then I looked at the station, and it was Z100. And I was like, oh, I don't listen to Z100. What the fuck is this? Apparently, I think at the time, my sister had used my Walkman or whatever. So she was listening to Z100, and it just happened to be on there. I'm like, they're playing In Bloom on Z100? At that time, you would have that would have never happened. Yeah. Just not happened.
Just freestyle and hip-hop.
No, it was just shitty music, mostly. It was the pop stuff. Yeah. So... And at that time, pop was really bad.
Spring Love. No, it was TVB.
That was way after. Yeah, that was after that by a few years. TVB. But so then the next song comes on, and it's fucking Lithium.
So, wow, two in a row. You're like, all right, there's something going on here.
Yeah, and I'm like, oh, they must be doing like rock blocks. You know, they play three songs. And then another Nirvana song. And then another Nirvana song. And then a song from fucking Unplugged. Oh, which hadn't been released as like a CD yet.
Yeah, it was that year. It was a few months after he died
that it aired. Even it was like, I was like, whoa, what the fuck?
Yeah, you still have that. I should watch that tonight.
So then it was one after another after another after. It went on for like fucking 20 minutes of songs, and then finally the announcer comes back and, hey guys, we're playing, you know, nonstop Nirvana in memory of Kurt Cobain, and I was like, what? And my fucking heart just like.
And it was you sitting in the dark, right?
I'm sitting in the dark trying to go to sleep. And I'm just like, oh, fuck. And then the guy says it was an apparent self-inflicted
gunshot wound
to the head. And I was like, what the fuck? And the first thing that literally crossed my mind after that was, and in Come As You Are, he says, no, I don't have a gun. And that's the first thing I thought of. I was like, what a fucking liar. He obviously had one.
A shotgun.
That was the first thing that I fucking thought of immediately afterwards. And then it was just, they played more and more. And then I fell asleep to fucking Nirvana, basically. And I woke up and the batteries.
Did you cry?
No, I didn't cry.
Not even a little bit.
No.
Come on.
No, I didn't cry.
I don't believe it.
I didn't know the guy. I loved his music. I don't know him personally.
Did you know he was heavy into heroin and shit because of his stomach?
I knew about his fucking drug issues and everything else, and that made me also separate from him a lot. Like,
I feel like an interviewer feels good because you're not. I'm like,
but it was weird because
it's not, because I mean, knock on wood, it's never fucking happened to me. So like, I'm genuinely interested in
the death
of and how you've. Dealt with it. I mean, the most that it's ever happened to me was I mentioned before on the cast here that I was a huge wrestling fan, indie wrestling fan. So when Eddie Guerrero died, he was big in the indie scene before he, you know, he wrestled the ECW. He came back to the indies, went back into WWF and WWE.
I just remember him from WCW more than anything.
Yeah, yeah. So that's what I'm saying. So when he died, that hit me hard because I grew up watching him and idolizing him. And, you know, as a Hispanic, I mean, wrestling is. You know, Mexican wrestling and stuff, people know, but I saw him more than any other Mexican wrestler, so I identified with him.
He was legit.
Yeah, you know, as a Hispanic. So when I saw him and when I heard that he died, and that's as close as I can remember as it's come. That and when J.C. Bailey died, another wrestler, unfortunately.
The one that bothered me the most out of all of them dying was fucking Hart.
Oh, yeah. Bret Hart.
Not Bret Hart.
Owen?
Owen Hart. Bret Hart's still alive, as far as I know.
Yeah, he is. Yeah, Bret Hart's alive.
Owen Hart. I was watching the pay-per-view.
Owen Hart died.
And I was really excited because Owen Hart used to annoy me as a kid. And as I got older, I appreciated that he fucking annoyed the shit of me when I was a kid, because I realized that meant he was good. Mm. That meant you're a bad guy. I can't stand you. That means you're a good fucking wrestler. You're a good actor. Right. So as I got older and I was a teenager, I fucking loved his stuff. Every time Owen Hart was on the screen, I was like, yes, this is awesome. And when he would do the fucking, the blue, whatever the fuck that was, mm-hmm. the character he had, they were funny as shit.
Fly in.
Because it was kind of his parody of Hulk Hogan, except like as a superhero kind of deal. Yeah. So he would say shit like Hulk Hogan would say about, like, you know, take your vitamins, eat your vegetables and shit like that. And it was fucking great. So we're waiting for him, like, with my family, we're watching the pay-per-view on fucking cable at my cousin's house.
It was Judgment Day, right?
I don't remember.
1990.
It was a while back, but it was fucked up, man. Because
I'm so embarrassed that I don't remember. I'm going to get so much shit from people. I'm going to get messages. Like,
you just see, I remember them coming back and JR's face just looked like death. And he was
he
like,
died instantly from what
he
I'm,
pretty much like they
I read The Rock's book, and
it
the
was
Rock,
fucking bad.
The
dude.
Rock was backstage when it happened, and he said it was immediate. Like,
so, like, he had to come on and tell everyone, you know, they rushed Owen Hart to the hospital and he's dead.
Yeah, he's dead.
Everyone in the house was just like,
they never showed him fall or anything. People keep swearing to this day that there's footage somewhere of him falling. And
no, I'm like, probably, there might be on some secondary camera, but it was never on the pay-per-view while you were watching. Because it was a setup. They were setting him up.
He was flying in. He fell off the
They hadn't even started the intro yet. It was just...
Yeah, he fell off.
It was him getting set up, and that's when he fucking died.
Fell, hit his head on the turnbuckle, broke his neck.
That sucked. But, the Kurt Cobain thing was weird, man. That was a weird time. For a good while, like, everyone was just like, you okay? I'm like, yeah, I'm fine. Like, sucks.
Well, don't be mad at them.
It was just weird to me, because it was like, I'm not... He's a fucking person I didn't know personally. Like, I cared about his work more than I cared about...
You're too much of a tough guy, because that's...
No,
that's
it's not a tough guy thing. It's just a fucking, like, holy shit, I'm not going to fucking cry over someone I don't know. Just, it's really hard to... I think there might be one that I will cry over, and that's going to be Mel Brooks. When Mel Brooks dies, he's influenced...
You just jinxed the shit out of Mel Brooks.
He's going to... He's old as fuck.
No, I'm saying tonight.
He's older than Harold Ramis, that's for damn sure. Way older.
He was older.
Harold Ramis died at 69. Fucking Mel Brooks was 69 like 20 years ago.
Mel Brooks is a fucking old dude.
He's old as hell. I fucking love him to death. All his shit was fucking great. Funny as hell. But, George Carlin. That was a big one.
Yeah, I wasn't really into him when he died. I wasn't into him yet. Oh, yet. I wasn't much.
That shit fucking hurt.
I was 18. I remember.
I've been into George Carlin since I was a small kid. Like, my parents were always watch stand-up, so... George Carlin, I was like, just like, ugh. Like, I felt that vomit feeling. I was like, that sucked.
He knew. I never felt bad that he died. I felt like he was going out like, yep. He put on a hat and was like.
Yeah. Rodney Dangerfield was probably one of the most shitty, but at the same time hilarious fucking send-offs. Because he said, he went in for, like, I think it was heart surgery or something like that, because basically he was going to die without it.
Yeah.
And he said, well, doctor says, you know, on the good side, if everything goes right, I'll be out of here in a week. And if everything goes out wrong, I'll be out of here in 5 minutes. And that was right before.
5 minutes.
Those were basically his last words before he fucking died, you know? After, like, I was like, oh, Rodney Dangerfield, that sucks. And then I read the quote from him, and I was like, all right.
He was ready to go.
He was ready. He's kind of ready.
He was like, stoked. He was like,
whatever. I need this, you know.
As they say, death is the orgasm of life. So, or as you say, the punchline of life.
It is the punchline.
I definitely want to go out with a...
I hope my punchline's hysterical.
Like, if I die, I want to leave, like, the funniest fucking voicemail for you ever. like that you don't get to, like, or I'll send you
something. We still have voicemail by then.
I'll troll you. I'll send you, like, Monopoly money for rent. I'll be like, I promise I'd pay your rent. I'll just send you, like, Monopoly money from the grave.
Oh, man.
Just open it. It's just six.
I really wanted
an orange dollar.
I actually had the idea years ago to start. This is back in MySpace days. To try to start a business that revolved around changing people's passwords when they died. Like, hey, you don't want people to get on your computer. You don't want people to go into your profiles. You don't want people to get all your shit and your information.
You should have still did that.
Like, here you go. You signed up with us and, you know, what it's...
There's a service that exists. Now, I don't remember exactly how it works, but I remember enough so that people could at least search it. That what it would do is you would write a bunch of things. It had, like, its built-in, like, text manager or whatever. And you would write, like, whatever you wanted to do. I think you could attach photos and stuff like that. I'll get closer. Pardon me. Renee signaled me to get closer and far from the mic. And it would tell you, you know, you could. And I started writing it. And I told my friend China about it because I was being stupid at the time and doing a lot of drugs. And this was years ago. I don't even hang out with her anymore, but... She was like, all right, cool. And what you would do is you type all this stuff, and then you would put the official email addresses, like the most common email addresses that the person knew. Mm-hmm. And they warned you several times, like, only your closest family and friends should get this. So what would happen is, if you died, they would send you an email. I think they would send you an email every like 4 months, and you would have to reply, right? Or they would get sent an email, and somebody would have to reply. And if you didn't reply, eventually it would send these pre-sent
emails
out to everyone, and it would tell them
you're dead.
Not that you're dead. Things you wanted to say. It had a system to confirm that you were dead first,
right?
And then it worked. It was hard to exploit because you gave it the emails only to people who essentially wanted to have it.
Right.
So once the two or three people had it and they confirmed that you were dead, it would wait another week, and then it would finally go, okay, here are the messages that the deceased wanted you to have. And it would be like, you know, a whole love letter or essay. Sometimes it was like, fuck you, whatever it was. Like, it was just, you know,
I'd love
or
to
hey, I hid these drugs here or whatever. I read a whole bunch of weird ones and like that people had said they'd done. And yeah, so it was basically like you could send out messages to people. Like, I think it was six months up to a year after you die.
Oh wow.
Yeah, and then a year you would just get a message. It wouldn't just be like from Chance Jubilini, I'm still alive. It would say from
help,
the
I'm trapped in this box.
It would say it's from the site. It would and she had to confirm it, my friend, because the page was like, he entrusts that you, if he is to pass, you would do this and that, and you press accept. So that would the site would tell you this person had a message for you, and here you go, and then you could read it, and that's it.
Interesting.
Yeah, so definitely payday. They should work that in there somehow. Somebody fucking something in the storyline. You die, you get a bunch of money. The fuck, am I talking about? Anyway,
I would love to have set up.
What is this doing here? By the way, the water pick box.
I would love to set up an auto update for like Facebook or Twitter or whatever
to
thing,
freak people out.
And then put it like set it for a date where I know I'm definitely gonna be dead by then, and just be like, hey guys, guess who's back.
That's creepy. People would be like, this is fucked up. Don't do
like,
that.
Like, what the hell?
Somebody I know had their page hacked. That when they died, they killed themselves, if I'm not mistaken, and they had it hacked.
Oof.
And the person was just acting like they were alive. They weren't even being dicks. They were being dicks in doing it, but they were just saying, like that they had just ate lunch or something like that. It's just like... Anyway, I said I had a good story to tell. Been meaning to tell this story, so I'm gonna tell it. The shit story, should I?
Which? Oh yeah, the bucket.
Yeah, I told Renee the story because I couldn't wait because I just remembered. I used to do plumbing, And this was years ago. It's hard to tell without laughing, really, is because I can't believe that it was. It sounded like something I would do or something I would think of or something you'd see on TV. So I couldn't believe it until I confirmed from both parties. Well, I worked with a plumbing firm, whatever, a bunch of dudes.
Plumbing?
Yeah, whatever. Some hardcore, cold, frosty plumbing. Some thick plumbing. Cleaning pipes. Nah, anyways, I worked like 5-6 dudes because that made it even sound better. Anyway, so like 5 or 6 dudes, we were plumbing. Okay. We worked for this plumbing firm. I'm just trying to keep names away because especially with these dudes, they were weird. And this is just all something.
Doesn't matter. Sound like they're listening to this.
Anyway, I worked with Grioli and Son. That was the name of the plumbing company, and they were cool dudes. Whatever. And it was really cold one day, and I was bored and pissed off, and we were changing a boiler, and the owner's cousin worked with us, and he was chill. He listened to metal. He was telling me about all like old school metal and shit. He grew up in Puerto Rico, so he told me what it was like listening to it over there, and you know, being ridiculed and shit, and being different from everyone, because you know, it was Puerto Rico in the fucking late 80s, early 90s. It was like, not many people listen to that. So it was cool. We bonded and talked and shit. And he was like, yo, there's a story. One time I was working with George, because it's Grioli and Son, George Grioli and Son. And he said that one time they were in a building where they turned all the water off. This was before I worked with them, obviously. And they couldn't use the toilet. I should have saved this to tell you now. And they had to turn off the water for the whole building. So, because they were removing a boiler.
So no toilets, no faucets.
So no toilets, no faucets, nothing. They could not do anything. And there were people in the building. So even if they couldn't just be like, yo, I'm going to go up into this random apartment and use the bathroom. So they had several plaster buckets. And they constantly used with tools or plaster. Especially when you work in bathrooms and you have to open up like the wall to fix a pipe. So are you starting to laugh because you already know it? Mm-hmm. All right. So he had to shit really bad, and he's like, I can't leave. We have a deadline to meet. We can't shit in this building. So what I do? So he emptied one of the tool buckets out into the truck, into a bag in the truck, and he sat down in this basement and told his cousin to leave the room and said, I'm going to take a shit right here in this fucking plaster bucket. And he was just like, come on now, don't do that. And he did. He dropped a heavy deuce because he had been hesitating for a while. So it was building up. So he took a solid homegrown shit in this fucking plaster bucket and like wiped with some random basement rag, by the way.
Aww,
that had like worse. That had like rocks in it and shit. I don't know. He told me. So he can't dispose of the shit anywhere because this is like halfway through the day and it's like the summer and stuff. He can't go outside and just dump like shit into the garbage. The owners were there. So, or the landlord was there. So he closes it. He seals off the plaster bucket and he still has the other one with the tools in it. So the day finishes and this is like 4 or 5 hours later and they load all the buckets into the van. Now someone says they forgot that the shit was in there. And later I found out that he remembered and did it on purpose. So there's several buckets in there with all different types of tools and like elbows for the, you know, for plumbing and mm-hmm. pipes. So it just looked like another bucket of plaster or whatever, because it was sealed. So 5 months go by. They go to the shed where they keep all the tools at the headquarters because they owned a big building and kept it in a shed in the back. And they put the bucket back there. So 5 months go by, and they have to do a job where they have to seal up the plaster on one of the bathrooms, because that's usually where the plumbing works. And his cousin asks him, you know, is there any plaster? Do you have plaster? Do we have to go to Home Depot? He's like, no. I remember seeing a bucket in the shed that we haven't touched in like months. So he goes and he gets the fucking bucket. And he's like, dude, there's no way there's plaster in here. It's way too light. And he's like, no, crack it open. Dude, he opens this shit, right? And notices that George is leaving the room as he opens it laughing. And has no idea why he's laughing. 'Cause he no rhyme or reason. He's just like, what is he laughing? Like, and he finally, you know, because they're hard to open, so he finally cracks it open. He finally rips this thing open. And he said it was just like hell just punched him in the face with like the mightiest wind. It was just, and he said the turd was in the same condition.
It was a McDonald's turd.
He was just like, it was the most.
6 months later, it looks exactly
the same. And he said George laughed. Stop. It was just plastic and shit. There was no dirt. There was no plaster. There was no tools mixed in. It was just like three turds in this sealed bucket, and he cracked it open. And he cursed him out.
George was the one that told him that
there was plaster and there wasn't.
No, but George was the one that shit in it or not?
Yeah, he was.
So it was his.
So he knew.
God, and he kept it. He was enterprising enough to keep it for the future and to shit on someone.
Figuratively. And he had his cousin open it, come back from Puerto Rico after the summer, start the job, crack open this fucking thing that was sitting in the hot shed, like a decomposing shed. Body, and just immediately just shit waft, just a bomb of shit. And I asked him what he did with it afterwards. He just threw away the whole bucket.
Of course.
He's like, what the fuck were you going to do with that? The turd would not come out. It was just like, just threw the whole bucket away.
Fuck that.
Like, working as a garbage man, like, if I picked up a bucket and it was just shit in it, I'd be like, what the fuck is wrong with people?
The thing is, garbage men are so used to things smelling terrible by that point in their life.
Yeah, but, I mean, they visually, like, what the fuck is this? Why is there
shit in a bucket?
Why is there plaster?
Dude, they found babies in garbage cans. I'm pretty sure that.
Yeah, but that's like somebody murdering a child and trying to get rid of it. What's surprising is shit in a plaster bucket. That's surprising.
It makes more sense to me.
No, it doesn't.
Because when you gotta go,
I
you
wouldn't
gotta
be
go.
Surprised if I found a baby in the garbage. It'd be horrifying and terrible and sad. But if I found if I had a plaster, if there was just a plaster bucket sitting on a curb and I was a garbage guy and we're throwing it in there, and as I'm swinging it, I see inside there's just like brown fucking turds just sitting at the bottom. I'd be like, what? Who took a shit in this? Like, what is this?
I would wonder who. I'd wonder why.
Yeah, that there you go. Like, I would know who because
I would be. I'd figured when you shit, you shit. Like you there's.
He had been
never.
Holding it for
I'm
a few
never
hours.
Surprised. I'm never surprised when I see shit in places it's not supposed to be. Never.
It was one time
because when you have to shit, you have zero options. Zero. Either shit
or don't shit.
Or shit. You have two choices when it comes to shit. Shit or shit.
You can never not shit. You're going
to
shit eventually.
You have to either shit someplace that's not on you or shit yourself. Those are your only two choices when it comes to
shit. When was the last time you shit yourself, Renee? Be honest.
It's been a very long time.
Yeah, well, that's okay. And that's good.
Did I tell that story?
Well, you've told stories about shitting on yourself, but like we said in
really
season one. So for those who have stuck around this long, Renee did promise in the first episode and the second that he had plenty of shit stories to tell. Here we are, like 12 episodes or more down the line. We're going to get another shit story from this
guy. Did I tell the one where I was in the shower?
This episode is going to be called Stick with the Shit because it may have started slow. But I got another shit story to tell, and you've got a shit story.
This is a fucking shitstorm volume two.
Yeah.
It's
it is. Shitnados.
Did I tell the one where I was in the shower?
No, you didn't.
I didn't? Are you sure? 100% sure.
Huh?
100% sure.
You never told me it, and you've definitely never told it on
all
here.
Right.
So
okay.
You
all
said
right.
The one where you were
off.
On a field trip was the one that you told.
Gotcha.
Which so, I'll always associate with Halloween for some reason.
This is probably the sickest I ever was in my life. In my life. Like, one day.
Please don't tell me it was in this bathtub, though.
Oh, yeah, it was.
Oh, come on now.
Oh, please. It's a bathtub.
Yeah.
You know what's worse?
I have cleaned it a lot since then, though. I've sprayed
it's,
it.
It's been years. This was like 2005, 2006.
I was 15.
I was here with my ex, and
Wow, really?
Yeah.
I was going to ask, was it like...
It was that long ago. I get up out of bed.
That one girl.
And I'm about to... I forgot what the hell happened. Oh, I woke up and I'm like, I don't feel very good. She's like, really? And I was like, no, like my throat's killing me. My lungs are bothering me. I feel like I'm about to have an asthma attack. And I start coughing. And I said to her...
Did you mean to cough as an example just
now? No, I just had to.
Okay.
See?
Just coincidence.
It just happened. I'm asthmatic.
It's kind of like yawning like...
Yeah. Don't do that now. But, so I have a coughing fit and I was like, oh, and I'm like, great. That's awesome. And she's like, what's awesome? Like genuinely, like what's awesome? Like, I want to know what the hell's so good.
Yeah.
It's like, what's awesome? And I was like, I just shit myself. And it was that deadpan where it's just like, it was like
in the bed, you're sitting
cause
next
I coughed
to her.
So hard.
What's that to do with the shower?
I didn't even, oh, cause this is the beginning of the story.
Oh, this.
Dude, this goes on for a while, all right? This is my whole day. This is the beginning of my day, and it goes on, all right? So, I coughed so hard, coughing fit, and I say to her, that's awesome. She responds with, what's awesome? I'm like, I just shit myself. All exactly in that timbre. So, everything was pretty much fucking, like, deadpan, like, no... Like, I can't believe I just fucked. I was like, I just shit myself. And she starts laughing so hard.
Did it feel good, though? Like, was it like a relief?
No.
Like, fuck, I just shit myself.
It was, it's a cough and a shart, basically. You know?
Phil Seymour Hoffman.
So I'm like, can you just.
The first time I ever heard
that. I'm like, I'm going to run to the bathroom. Can you please grab me underwear and pants? Because I was just wearing my underwear. She's like, okay. So I run into the bathroom.
You had roommates at the time?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I did. So. Yeah, actually, I think Izzy was there, and he was like, I'll tell the whole story. So, I run into the bathroom, and I sit down to shit, and all of a sudden, it's just immense, ridiculous pain from my stomach. Like, really, really bad. So, I'm fucking shitting up a storm. And then... I'm there for a while, and it just keeps happening. My stomach keeps hurting, and I'm fucking just more and more having to go to the bathroom. And then eventually I feel like, all right, I think I'm done. And I wipe and everything, and I'm getting ready to fucking...
Jump in the shower,
and, you know, she
resuscitate
just...
Resuscitate your...
And she knocks dignity. On the door and hands me my underwear, and this is where it gets amazing. I put it down. I start the shower. All of a sudden, the intense urge to vomit happens. And I'm like, what the fuck? So I'm bowled over and vomiting really, really hard. As I vomit, I shit. Literally, my face is on the toilet and I'm vomiting and I wind up fucking sharting again. While I'm vomiting.
Wait, but you're naked. Please.
I'm naked in the bed, in the bathroom. And all of a sudden, it becomes a shit fiesta. Right? Because now there's.
Is she in there with you?
No. This is just me by myself. She's outside. I'm puking.
All pissing shit.
And now fucking shit came out of my ass while I'm bent over the toilet bowl. So now I have to clean the fucking floor. I have to clean the floor. And sit back down on the fucking toilet
so
again.
So it was a shart, or were you shitting? Like,
it was a shart first, but it hit the fucking floor. So I had to wipe up and go back to shitting, and I still have to vomit. So now I'm projectile vomiting into the fucking bathtub as I'm sitting on the toilet.
Ooh,
like,
dude,
I'm everything's
bug.
Coming out of both fucking orifices.
Ooh, that's sick.
So I'm like, all right. I'm done. All right, cool. Fucking wipe and everything, clean up, finish mopping the floor. The shower's still running. I'm like, well, now it's...
Emptied five bottles of Mistelene.
If there's a time for me to fucking shower, it's right now. I feel okay. I jump in the shower, and I'm showering. Everything's fine. And then all of a sudden, my stomach starts to turn again. And now, literally, dude, I shit you not.
No, you shit me, dude. You do shit.
I do not shit you.
Shit that bathroom.
For the next 10 minutes, at least, It was nothing but me in the shower screaming in pain as I vomit and shit.
In the shower?
Vomit and shit.
Oh, my
And vomit
gosh.
And shit. It was ridiculous.
I gotta clean that shower. I have to clean that bath.
Dude, just fucking... Still, it goes down with water. The shower's running. It's going down with the water like nothing. And anything that's in shit is nowhere near as bad as what's in a human's mouth. It's worse 1,000 times. What's on your hands and in your mouth and probably in your fucking crusty ass eyes.
So let's get back to the fact that you were shitting and vomiting in a shower.
In
a
shower. Okay. I had no choice. I was doubled over sick.
I'm just saying, you're trying to pull reason from this conversation. You were shitting and vomiting
in
a
shower. I was started off showering. And then it became
all the image. I'm trying to be strong to like imagine someone just.
It just it was uncontrollable,
water just running
dude.
Down
unfucking
you,
controllable.
That's when you know you have a really bad bug because I've had a bug like that, but luckily enough, I was able to manage. I remember, funny enough, my 10th birthday, puking in I think it was in within 5 seconds, puking what most people would puke in the average of like a minute or two.
Oh yeah. Projectile.
And I ate, and it was my 10th birthday, and then it was like 1 a.m. I just woke up, and bleh, all over my PlayStation, all over everything. It was just macaroni and cheese.
Oh, that means it smelled even worse.
Dude, I woke
up. Puke smells like bad cheese anyhow.
I just got
macaroni and cheese puke. Ugh.
I saw the light from the kitchen because it was shining in my room, and I was like, there's no way I'm making it anywhere if I move an inch. I moved an inch, instantly covered my entire room, dude. You've seen the room, right? You've seen it in my grandmother's house.
Yeah.
All right, there's the dining room where we all sat on Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
And then the room across from that
yeah,
was my room.
Yeah.
That entire floor, besides the bed, just it was a sea of like. Pepsi. I'm sure I'm gonna be graphic. I don't give a fuck this episode. It was a sea of Pepsi, brown, yellow, and red, which I hope wasn't blood or might have been because it was just so much. It was just
punch.
It was just
or your period.
Splatter. That's it. Everywhere. And then my grandmother woke up because she heard the splatter, as she just got up and she went, "Oh shit!" And I was like. Fuck my PlayStation 2 because it was my PS2. And for 5 months, I was scraping vomit out of my PS2. It worked. But that was real bad.
So
and the last time I shit myself was probably like 5 hours ago. So there's not a story. No, I'm just kidding.
So I get out of the shower.
Oh, God, you weren't done. I'm sorry.
No,
I didn't mean to disturb
I wasn't
you.
Done.
Oh,
get out. Finish.
Does your woman know that you're shitting?
She has no idea what's been... I've now been in the bathroom for almost 2 hours. Combined between the shit fest and the shit and vomit fucking...
I thought this was all in like 15 minutes.
Explosion. No, this was going on for... Because it was first shitting, and then it was vomiting, and then it was shitting and vomiting. And then it was shower shitting and vomiting. And then I'd finish cleaning everything up. And I walk out. Weak as fuck. And she's like, "Are you okay? What the fuck took so long?"
She didn't like, smell like.
I was like, "You have no idea what just happened."
This was
there.
Your ex-wife,
yeah,
to be,
yeah.
Don't wonder she went crazy, dude.
Fuck that bitch. But like, she's like, "Are you still going to work?" I'm like, "No, I'm not fucking still going
what
to
time
work."
Was it?
This was early in the morning.
Oh, it was like 5 in the morning.
It went from like being 8 to 10 now.
Oh, wow.
So now it's like I was supposed to be at work an hour ago. I have to call them. And I call up my
I would have told them the
I call up the
truth.
Boss and I said, "Listen, I can't go to." And I start telling my boss exactly what happened and he starts dying. He's like, "Dude, do not fucking come here. Because if we get whatever it is you have and I find myself tomorrow shitting and vomiting in my shower," he's like, "I'm never going to forgive
dude,
you."
That's so brutal.
So I stayed home, stayed in bed for most of the day. I had repeated visits to the bathroom for both vomiting and shitting.
It was a 24-hour bug, like I said?
No. This lasted about 3 days. Now, thankfully, I didn't shit myself again because I knew better. But here's the deal.
Better.
by the end of this whole ordeal,
shit on myself.
I lost my voice for 2 months. Lost my voice for 2 months. Couldn't do my job. Basically, wound up losing a job because of it.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
What were you doing? What were you doing?
I was working phones. I couldn't talk on the fucking phone.
I thought that was later that you started.
Yeah, no.
You had multiple tele...
I've had different phone-related jobs. So I fucking was vomiting and
all
shitting.
All starting with 1-800.
I lost 30 pounds and my voice. Couldn't talk for anything. 2 months. Ugh. And 30 pounds. All from shitting and vomiting at the same time.
Look, and I pull up Facebook. The first stomach flu ain't no fun, son.
Stomach flu ain't no fun. I don't know what it was. They didn't know what the fuck it was. When I went to doctors, they were like, oh, it sounds pretty bad. Here's this. Like, here's some medicine to treat the symptoms. We have no idea what you have. Ugh. Could have had dysentery for all I know. It was fucking bad, dude. That was the sickest. That's
brutality.
Besides, the only other time that I was equally terrified was when I woke up coughing up blood, and blood was coming out of my eyes and nose.
That, when you told me that story the other day, I was like, that's so rad. Because I never had a nosebleed before, and my nose finally bled. I was just sitting in my room, and then, ironically enough, listening to Violate by Iced Earth, the song about Violator from Spawn. I don't know why. It was just like, and Violate. And I just go, and I feel just blood just start coming out of my nose. I'm like, what the fuck is going on here?
Nosebleeds are from dry air, usually. They're not that bad.
The humidity was really low that day.
Yeah.
It was cold, but it was
still... usually get nosebleeds. I used to get ridiculous, like, geyser nosebleeds, where it would just gush like crazy. But, yeah, when I had that fucking where the blood was coming out of my eyes, I went to a hospital. I was like, fuck this. I don't know what the hell this is. This is the fucking T virus. What the fuck is going on?
Turning into a zombie, scratching your flesh.
I was like, "Fuck this shit." I already got that going on, but the give me a sandwich. But the
Zelda's quote another podcast on this podcast.
Okay, why not? It's fucking that shit's great.
Give me a sandwich.
Give me a sandwich.
No, you're not having another sandwich.
But shit fest.
Yeah, I don't even remember my shit story.
You have to remember any shit stories.
I've had a...
Dude, how do you forget your shit stories?
Man, because I asked you, you know, when was the last time you shit yourself?
When was the last time you shit yourself?
The last time I shit myself, in all honesty, from what I can remember, it wasn't that long ago. It was a shark. It wasn't like I...
Were you living here already?
Yeah, definitely. So it was it was definitely within the last year. It was on the way. No. It might have been like 2 weeks ago or a week ago.
What?
I had drank too much beer the day before.
You were Shartman tanks?
Yeah, and I was. I wasn't both of them. And I hadn't eaten, so my stomach wasn't like pushing anything out, but the beer was like irritating me. So I drank a bunch of like Powerade. I was just and I was just like busting off fucking gas bombs. I was just. And one just slipped, and I went. And. When I lived at my dad's house, me and my brother, the whole third floor was ours. We had a bathroom and everything. So we would always know when one of us like was close to shitting on ourselves or not, because we would always hear this from the other room. Oh shit, here we go. So I thought that you heard, and he wouldn't care, because it's just, that's how it happens. And then we would check up on each other, like, yo, you all right? He's like, yep, slipped a little bit, but we're good. So I thought you heard it because you were sitting down playing video games, and I was like, "Whoop, here we go," and I got right up, and it turns out, yeah, that one was not a close call. It was a definite. It wasn't a false alarm. I definitely shat myself a little bit. So
there's
so that was like 2 weeks ago was the answer.
2 weeks
it's
ago
not frequent, time. But 2 weeks ago, because I hadn't eaten and drank beer, and then I just, after drinking beer, you know, naturally the next day you want to eat if you've been drinking, you know, you're like, oh man, if you're hungover. I didn't have the money, so I just drank like a Powerade and shit myself for sure.
It was the sodium, probably, in the Powerade. The carbs. Just loaded with salt and makes you shit.
It was just pop. It was just one big pop.
Fucking Christ.
I thought you heard it. I thought you were going to be like, you all right there?
No.
Because me and my brother, we looked each other out for 2 years. We'd be like, yo, thwack. You good? You'd hear the...
It was like a fucking shotgun. No, because
it was like, it would just be like, whoop, pat. and you hear a little pop, and you're like, oh, yeah, just a little. Yeah, and you're just like, whoa. You're like, dude, and then you have to, you don't want to tap to check. Cause you, no, don't wanna you, make, don't. You don't want to make anything worse. Yeah.
Some stink fist going on.
Ew, dude, I can't believe it.
I keep my shit hand strong.
Where is this conversation going? We're in a shit tsunami right now. Like, we're just, this is nonstop shit talk.
For 40 minutes of shit.
Yo, dude. That's, we talked about Kurt Cobain's death because I was genuinely curious how you reacted.
First, we talked about shitty feelings, and then we talked about shitty feelings.
I'm not done. I know there's another story. That was definitely the most frequent. I know people who have openly told me stories about them shitting themselves at older. And to be honest,
it's the most,
not counting like being a toddler or an infant, most of the shit stories that I've heard from people are not from like being 7, 8, or 9 years old. It's like when they're 17, 18,
because
19,
those are
20.
The most memorable.
Yeah, because that's when more you're recent. Like, yeah, that's like, damn, dude, I shit myself. In,
and they're also
watching
usually,
Avatar. I mean, like,
they're usually the most hilarious. Like, I mean, when you're an adult and
don't
you shit
be
yourself.
Yeah, like, don't be embarrassed.
As long as it's not because you have a serious health problem. If you have a serious health problem.
There was a kid, though, when we were growing up. I don't want to say his name, but.
What does it matter? He's probably not even alive anymore.
Oh, he's alive because I talked to him. Okay. And he's a good friend, so I don't want to. His, ironically enough, my best friend at the time who knew him is not a friend of mine at all anymore. He, like, ignores everyone because he's, like, involved with the record industry or whatever. And or the music industry, but whatever, called it the record.
Your kids
industry.
And your records.
Your kids and your twisted rock sister. Records and your poison. But he told me that he went to his house and that he had came downstairs because he was picking him up to sleep over his house, and he told me that he had a problem, and I was like, "What do you mean?" He was like, "I think the problem is that he shits himself a lot." And I was like, and I was 11 years old, and I was like, "What do you mean he shits himself a lot? Shitting yourself at all?" So no. I'm not done. So he told me that he came down the stairs. His mom said something in Spanish, assuming that I guess he didn't understand.
Se cagón.
And it was like, make sure you don't shit yourself at their house. Be wary of yourself. And what happened is, as he was coming down the stairs, he shit himself. Had
right
to go back
down
up to
the stairs.
As he was coming down the stairs to leave with my friend.
Da, 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 da. Oh, gotta go back.
No, yeah, he played it off. He's like, "Yo, I forgot something. Damn, I gotta repack my bag." And it was more like unpack his bag. And that's what you meant. And like when you said serious health problem, I mean, I doubt he has the problem today, but yeah, he apparently shit himself a lot. Like, what's it called? Like when you. They say you have a
irritable bowel syndrome.
No. It's like when you have a weak
colon.
Yeah, there's a name for it. You have a weak
asshole.
No, dude. Seriously.
What else would it be? Your fucking asshole doesn't clench enough to keep it closed.
No.
Loose bowels. You have fucking.
No, it's all right. I'm not gonna
overtly.
I'm not
going to
strain myself.
Asshole.
I'm not going to strain myself over remembering this shit.
You have a whistling booty hole is what it's called.
Whistling is when you know. That's just farting a lot.
It's always. And then shit just comes out.
Okay.
That's how it does it.
Shit-tacular episode here. But I remember one time I pissed myself. This was funny. One time, you know those big slides that they have at the
God, that just sounds horrible already.
Yep. You know, I've done. You know what's even worse? The stories that are, I guess, are more memorable are the ones where I shit and piss in places on purpose. There was you know, the slides that they have at the fairs where you like go up and you go into the sack,
burlap sack,
the burlap sack, you slide down. All right, so I was online for this. I was 7 years old, I remember, and I was with a family member who was, like, in his 20s or something. He was supervising me while everybody was going on the big guy rides or whatever, and the big kid rides. And I was like, look, I have to piss on an unprecedented scale, all right? I have a 7-year-old's bladder. No, because I don't shit myself. I mean bladder.
You're not pissing out your ass.
And that's another story. And
I told him, I was like, I have to pee before I go anywhere. He's like, but we only have an hour, man. Come on. And he was being really pushy and a dick. I was like, dude, I can't enjoy myself. I was like, look at this line. Because you know how there's the stairs to go all the way up to side of it first? And it's a line, and then you pay your ticket at the top. Then you come back down. I was like, dude, I have to piss. So I'm halfway up this fucking line, okay? This thing is like 100 feet high. It was one of the biggest, I think it was the biggest one I ever been on. It wasn't like one of the ones at these small fairs because it was in Wildwood. So I'm like 60 feet in the air, tons of people behind me. I'm sitting there like, dude, I have to piss so bad. I could not believe it. And at one point, I just couldn't anymore. I think I took my penis out and started pissing a little bit over, like, because it was like grating, right? That's like what was protecting you from, because it wasn't just rails. And I started pissing a little bit out like that. And then somebody was like, yo, you're pissing on yourself? And I was like, you know what? I guess I am now. And I put my dick away and I just kept pissing. And then I went back down and I'm pushing myself out of the way, pissing the whole time. So there's piss going everywhere, all over these people's shoes, their fucking knees, their legs. And again, there's like, it was a 100-foot staircase. So there was like at least like fucking like 60, 70 people. And 30 of those people guaranteed had my DNA on them because there was piss just, and I had shorts on. It was just splashing. It was like just splashing all over these people's legs. And they're like, what the fuck is that? Like, what is that? And when I finally got to the bottom, I was soaked. And he was waiting for me. He's like, what happened? I was like, I just pissed on myself and I'm still pissing on myself as we speak. The descent was like 3 minutes, and I was still pissing on myself because I was trying not to. I was stopping. I was in a lot of pain.
It's hard to piss while you're moving.
Anyhow. And the only thing this motherfucker could say, all right, this was like almost 30. He was like, should have went on the slide to dry it off. The wind would have dried it off. I was like, so you expected me to wait as I was pissing to get to the top of the line, get and in a burlap sack, pissy, come down and just
smear piss all the way down the slide.
Smear piss down a 100-foot slide.
That's what I was hoping the story was going to go for anyhow, but it mm-mm. didn't go there.
I would have stood at the top and just pissed on the slide.
It would have been a faster trip down.
Fucking disgusting. And then after that, he was like, let's go to the bathroom. I was like, you are a motherfucker. Now you want to go to the bathroom?
Because he had to pee.
No, because he had to do drugs. Seriously.
That makes more sense.
That's why, because he wanted to do drugs. You tired of piss and shit?
I'm always tired.
Man, there's so many shit and piss stories. I think I've told that one time I pissed on this kid's hat. This kid, my friend. He was a friend. I wasn't a bully or anything. He left his hat in my friend. I think I told this to little.
Yeah, I pissed
on his hat during the piss story. Another time I took a shit in the alley. One time we picked up dog shit and put it in a cup of Powerade. Isn't it funny how this all goes full circle?
Powerade again?
Yeah, we were at McDonald's and we picked up dog shit and put it in a cup of Powerade and they threw it at Omar.
That's fucked up.
Yeah, Omar's the one that pissed on his hat. He's one of my best friends. They threw it. I didn't throw it like shit. And he's doing better than all of us now, ironically.
Of course,
that's how
shit on someone, they shit on you fucking.
He didn't shit on me. He just did it spiritually. You just used the term spiritually? Jeez.
Yeah.
Yeah, so yeah, they threw shit on him. Shit Powerade juice. And
Power shit.
But that's okay, because he almost snapped my legs with a bat. So that's fine.
Like a winged mammal?
No, with a baseball bat. An aluminum one. Spiked.
Back to the Future 2.
Spiked aluminum bat. How many minutes do we got in here? We've been talking about shit for a long
time. We're at 48.
Yeah, because I'm surprised that this is holding up shit and piss stories.
It can go on forever. You know what it is?
I know I'm going to remember one when I lay down later. And I'm
here's the thing. You have to shit and piss every day. You have to.
So there's always a chance that you're going to piss or shit.
In the wrong place.
In the wrong place. Or the place you don't want to piss.
Unintended accident of having to shit or piss.
One time my dad shit so hard that I'm told. Please stop me if I told this on here. He was working at, all right, between Bayonne and Jersey City. I think it still counts as like Bayonne. There's a real big industrial district towards like Liberty State Park in the back by the golf course even further. And there's like a Chinese food factory. That's where most of them get like their,
what? Surprising that a shit story involves a Chinese food factory.
No, but yeah, it's like where all the Chinese food, like, you know, stores get all their like packaging and shit like that. And he worked there and he was on break. My dad's such an aggressive dude as far, like, even in, like, when he's not, like, being mean. That's what I mean. Like, you know, because I'm not, like, hating on him. I'm telling a genuinely funny story. A story he would tell, so it's not, like, embarrassing. We're all telling shit stories. And he said.
All two of us. Huh? I said all two of us.
Oh, yeah. We're going to have a third person on here, by the way, guys. Surprise.
Maybe.
Not maybe. We're going to experiment, see how it turns out, and then.
We'll see what happens.
And then we'll see what happens after that. But anyway, we'll get into that later. So he goes and he's shitting. Nope, I fucked up the story already. He's working on the trains, unloading the trains, because there's trains right next to it and they're unloading like all the supplies. And the one dude in the bathroom does not want to open the fucking door. One dude, he was like, "Can you cover for me while I go to the bathroom? Because lunch is about to hit and it's going to be filled, like the other people's lunch break or whatever." And he's like, "No, I'm not going to cover for you, dude. Come on, we got to finish this." He's like, "Yo, I got to take a shit, bro, please. Because once lunch comes for them, that's it. That bathroom's filled for the next hour. I'm not going to be able to use it. I'm going to shit on myself." So he's like, "Nah, man, he's got to finish this." So he's like, "You know what, man? Fuck you." And he just straight up left the dude go. So he goes and there's already a person in the bathroom. And my dad is just holding on as tight as he can, right? Like, just trying his best not to shit himself, obviously. He's at work. So, and he's on the clock. He's supposed to be unloading the train. And he's knocking on the door. And the dude's like, whatever he's doing, he's on the phone or he's shitting or pissing. It's been like 10 minutes. And my dad's like, "Can you fucking hurry up, please? Like, I have to shit really bad." And a guy finally comes out and he's like, "What the fuck, man?" So my dad does one smooth motion. You're sure I haven't told this before, right? Not on here, at least, right?
All
right.
No.
So he does this one. The bathroom was straight up just, there wasn't even like a sink. It was just a toilet. That's it. So my dad does one smooth motion. He's already got like his hand on his pants. He's pulling him down. As the dude's leaving, he's swinging his ass towards the toilet, pulling his pants down and closing the door in one smooth motion. All right. So by the time the door's closed, my dad's bent down, ass direct straight, like directly at, like, not the basin of the toilet, but, you know, the back of it. And like straight, like his back is straight, ass right towards it. So the moment he closes the door, he shits. And it's not diarrhea. It's solid, healthy turd. And the turd flew out of his ass, hit the wall, and then hit the floor. So he told me, and he said that he called my stepmom and told her the moment it happened because he could not believe. Essentially, it was just, he said he heard it go, like when it hit the floor. Like, he heard it hit the wall first, but he didn't think it. And then he was just like, "Oh." And everything else was clean. Like, it was just like straight in the toilet. But this one turd, just, he said it hit it like a paintball. Just hit the fucking, like, fake
did
vinyl.
Did he clean
wall.
It up?
He said no.
He left it there.
He said he left it because it was like right behind the actual toilet seat, so you couldn't see it. But it was like, so it just, and then it hit the floor.
So that bathroom was always just forever going to smell like shit from that point forward.
Because nobody's ever going to look and go, "Wow." And he said that it just sounded like somebody threw a rock at the fucking thing. It was like, "Puh."
Probably was like a fucking colon stone, the first of its kind.
And then
he
said,
over kidney
this
stone.
This is when cell
stone.
Phones had just, this was before, like 2002, had just like came out. He had like a Nokia and shit. And he called her and was like, "Yo, I just shit." And he said the worst part was that he had to smell it because the turd was like sitting there with him essentially.
And yeah, you get used to your own shit though. It's never, your own shit never smells as bad as
anyone. Yeah, that's a whole pheromone thing and hormone thing.
It's more than that. No. It's that you were there for the birth of it. It's like someone else's kids are more pain in the ass to you.
I hope
your
my
own.
Future wife, if I ever do get married, doesn't listen to all this stuff. And if she does, at least she does. She knows, like, hey, I'm dealing
the with... only woman you should ever marry is one that can listen to every episode of this and still want
to
marry
exactly.
you.
Exactly. She should be able to know everything about me, but like, all right, he's fair enough.
Would you like a peppermint cream?
Yes, I would, sir. Peppermint creams by what's
Williams
the company?
It's Williams Sonoma.
Williams Sonoma. The best in peppermint cream makers. Find them at your local eatery.
These are
or confectionery.
These are actually...
we've been talking about shit for 45 minutes and now you're feeding me chocolate.
That was part of the reason why I did this. That was the whole point.
Take a little. Yeah.
These are
when it hit the wall, it looked like this.
My beautiful friend.
No one could obviously see it, but this is what it looked like when it hit the wall. It was just like, and then it fell.
My beautiful friend Darmus gave me these for my birthday.
Oh, Darmus, you sweetie. I remember you. I was driving.
She doesn't listen to this. But she's awesome nonetheless.
A lot of people don't.
Those are good.
That is good.
Aren't you glad you didn't eat shit?
Why are you saying that like I was considering eating shit? Aren't you glad you didn't eat shit? I'm like, yes, I'm glad.
I don't know how the Germans do it. It's crazy.
What? Eat shit?
Shit porn.
It's not that. It's Brazil does most of the scat porn.
No, it's not Brazil.
And it's mostly chocolate, dude. It's not shit.
No, there's genuine shit.
Yeah, but that's a few. That's one. That's one of, you know, trust me. I've done my research. Some vigorous research.
Brazil, I'm not talking about two
mean?
Girls, one cup. That's way after.
I'm not talking about that. That's actually called Hungry Bitches, that full DVD, by the way.
Hungry Bitches?
Two Girls, One Cup was just the trailer. When I saw that, I think I mentioned this before, I was like, why is everybody so surprised about this? This has been around for years, this kind of stuff. And it's been widely available. Like, I don't understand why is everyone so surprised that this is happening. There's even worse stuff out there.
Because wasn't it
two
hot
eating
chicks?
Shit, huh?
Wasn't it two hot chicks?
Yeah, but it was a bunch But there was tons of others. Because
people were trolling each other with it. Because it was guys sending...
Uh-oh. Technical difficulty. I think I'm getting picked up, but I think we lost you. Well, at least
there we go.
We had technical difficulty.
That's the first time I ever had to do that. That was weird.
That's an omen, bro.
I don't know what that means.
Too much shit talk.
Too much shit talk. Yeah.
But
I think what I was saying was that it was you know, guys trolling each other with like two hot girls. Hey, check these chicks.
No, but because of the way it started.
The way it starts.
Yeah,
and then
but a
it
lot
turns
of other
into,
ones do that too, though.
Turns into
like
the shit
I said,
list.
I did my research.
I bet you did.
I know. You don't have to bet. I'm telling you now, 100%, you won the bet. Put money down.
Mm-hmm.
Not mm-hmm. I masturbated to scat pornography. Griffy. Yeah. There, I killed your joke. Like, you were trying to make a joke out of something I was openly admitting. Nah, I never masturbated to scat porn. I definitely watched it to see if it was real.
I can't.
Because I couldn't believe that it was real. I was like, I can't. I refuse.
Oh, there's plenty of it that is.
No, dude, I'm telling you. Most of it is like chocolate and shit like that.
No, chocolate doesn't look like shit. Chocolate does not.
Dude,
unmistakable.
They don't just take chocolate. They formulate it and mix it with other like oils and stuff.
And then have someone then force it into their ass to shit it back out.
Yes, you know, dude.
You think it's not going to have shit on it?
Milk enema porn.
And you think it's not going to have shit on it? After it goes into someone's asshole.
Well, yeah, it is. I mean, but I'm saying pure shit. I'm not saying that it's not out there and that there isn't a solid amount. Like, yes, this is the real 100% hardcore real shit.
It's mostly solid, at least. Semi-solid amount.
It's real shit.
Corn and everything.
Again with you and the corn, dude. You love that band. They're shitty. It's a perfect name
that's
for
where
them.
That's where the name comes from.
Good, because they're a shitty band. Oh, sorry, that's the first time I'll openly declare a band that is shit on here. I don't like Korn. I don't like a single song they have ever released.
But you like five of them.
No, I don't like any of them. And I hate the fact they spell Korn with a K. It makes them even worse.
Doesn't it also have like a backwards R or something?
I don't know.
I can't remember.
I fucking hate them. Like, people used to swear when I was younger that I listened to them. I was like, why do you, what makes you think that? Because I listen to metal or rock in general that I like Korn.
I don't know. It's because you had the white
pants.
What's
the guy's name? Jonathan Davis? Yeah, what's his name? Because he's done music that I've liked. I've heard him and do other stuff I like, but Korn is fucking whack. They're corny.
You said whack.
I'm trying to understand what's so...
Whack is funny. Whack as a word is whack.
Corny.
It's very corny.
Suck my penis.
Oh, man.
What are we doing with our lives?
I don't know. We talked so much about shit. It was intense.
No, there has to be a warning before this one, if any. Like this is all just shit. If you're eating or you don't have a strong
This stomach, is really the a festival of fecal shit matter. Particles.
But
Fecal Fest 2014.
That really is. I've never talked that graphically ever, unless it was about sex or murder or
what?
I've never talked graphically about bodily functions besides sex or death. Sorry, I didn't mean to say murder.
Yeah, it was a slip. It was
murder,
like,
murder.
Are
was
you?
Like,
are you? Are you?
Murder was like, ooh, wait,
what
did you say, James? What were you talking? Yes, we stabbed him in his peepee hole. So don't do that. So I've never been that graphic ever, but still. Definitely put a little warning. What I wanted to say, are you trying to cut it off already, dude?
No.
What the fuck are you doing then? Why are you grabbing the kazoo?
Because I can.
No, you can't. Stop being lazy.
Still
got things to say. We got. The fuck? We were talking. I was, because I'm the showrunner. I was talking to another person who has experience in radio. I mentioned my cousin, El Manny. He had a radio show in the in like 2000. I think it ran from 2007 to 2009 or 2006 to 2008, something like that. But he had a radio show. I don't remember the name, but it was a hip hop radio show, and it was live though. It wasn't like a podcast, and he was really good with it. And he heard ours and our podcast, and he loves it because he likes the very that we just talk and bullshit. But we were hoping to keep this alive because, like I mentioned on the last episode, I was getting bored of it. They don't want to do a season three. That if we brought in a third person, which I never thought I'd do or want to do, it would be him because, you know, that's the kind of person I want around. But why'd you laugh? What'd you find?
Because I found a fucking lint roller, right?
Oh, like the sheet.
And I picked it up. And it has a light rail ticket stuck to it. Something about that's just funny. I don't know.
The life of a commuter.
Yes.
Of a mass transit commuter. But, yeah, so what we were planning on doing is getting him in to the second to last episode of this season or the last episode, see what the reception's like, and if you guys think it's cool or if we do, because fuck you, we're going to go for season three because that'll be fun. I think the three of us sitting around doing it.
We just have to figure out our production and hardware situation. That's about
that's
it.
Definitely what we have to do. In lighter news, I'm pretty sure I have some sort of respiratory infection. I've been coughing from... Maybe it's just all the fucking cat hair.
Maybe it's just the fact that... I don't know.
Maybe it's just the fact that
people
I don't know.
People got sick. Eventually.
What's in
this box? Cookies.
I believe you.
You should. That's what's in it. That's what's in it. The,
Yay.
Creature from the Black Lagoon.
I know what you're gonna say. Ow! Say it.
I'm a dick.
That's not what you were gonna say.
That's what I said. The,
It's a nigga from the Black Lagoon.
That's not what I'm saying.
So that nigga from the Black Lagoon gonna steal your fucking Zoom. Put a motherfucking
my Zoom. I miss my Zoom so much.
Gonna put a gun to your head.
Godzilla. Oh my fuck.
The creature from the Black Lagoon does look like a gangster motherfucker though. He keep it right, keep it tight.
Except it's weird that he would go after the blonde women that can't swim underwater. Like, they can't live underwater.
Why is that water so clean in this thing, though? I have to show... We have to post a picture of this, because...
Because it's water. It signifies water. Yeah, but
he's the creature, the Black Lagoon.
Actually, no, you know what? I've been to where they filmed it.
That's actually black in the water.
That water is exactly like that. It's crystal fucking blue when you see it in real life.
But in dark. But they had to, like, darken it.
It was black and white. They didn't have to do shit. Yeah. It was a black and white movie.
You've seen The Creature from the Black Lagoon?
Many times. That's why I have it. I love it. I have it on DVD. It's one of my favorite Universal horror films.
Is it scary?
I fucking love it. It's not scary. It's just fucking cool. It's an amazing... When you think of when that film was made...
When it came, it's like, what is that?
You see that makeup job. You see that fucking creature design. It's like, holy shit, that's amazing for back then. Did it
just come out of the Black Lagoon?
It's fucking awesome. And the one thing is, you look at... Turn it around. Turn the back around. See that fin right there? Yeah. Underneath that, there's a fucking scuba tank.
And they he was able to breathe.
They masked it, so when he's swimming underwater, he's able to breathe and shit.
And then he would come out and get the
They did some amazing stuff, man.
Look at him.
Fucking way back when.
He is rad. I gotta watch that.
Random-ass tangent for
we go from... No, it's cool, because I've never... The Creature from the Black Lagoon is the one that I've always been like, I don't know any of his lore.
He's fucking
like,
awesome.
Like, what book did he come from? You know what I mean? Like,
He was just a movie.
There was the Wolfman. There was Frankenstein, Dracula.
Well, Wolfman was also, I think, just a movie, if I'm not mistaken.
But I mean, Dracula...
But it comes from old lore. Frankenstein was from the book.
Yeah.
Dracula was from the Creature from the Black Lagoon, as far as I remember, is just an original script. Straight to movie.
Yeah,
it was
awesome looking. They should make a remake.
Oh, God. Well, they did have... Monster Squad had a version of him, and that thing is fucking great. That was a Stan Winston.
That movie's supposed to be really good.
Monster Squad's a lot of fun. I have that on Blu-ray.
Yeah, yeah. I kept meaning... I had it in my room, and I was like, yo, when am I going to watch this? I'm going to watch this.
It's a lot of fun. It's like Goonies with monsters.
You got to show me. Where is it at so I could watch it?
Somewhere. You probably put that in a fucking bag that you...
in the bag. Just the bag. Your disappointment right there, just motherfucker.
Yeah.
What is
lend you so many things, you come back with a bag full of that shit.
Yeah, here's organized.
You didn't even watch half that shit.
I didn't. It's your W-2 for 2013. Let's read this out loud.
Your
social's like right there. I'm not going to do that. I was staring right at your social. Like,
let's not do that. Then again, I fully welcome anyone who wants to steal my ID, because you will incur all my debt, all the problems I have in my life. You will fuck yourself over, and you will probably fix 90% of the problems with my life, because they will have to give me a new social security number.
Just because of the
challenge. And everything else. Fucking shitholes. I wonder, when you change your name legally, do you get a new social security number?
No. They ask you that when you do change your name. They make sure you keep the same one. That's why when you go to jobs, they ask you after you give them your social, they're like, have you ever used another name?
Right.
They give you, it's the same one. Do you find this girl attractive? Don't worry. We'll post a picture, guys. No, I'm just kidding. I do this from time to time.
Mostly.
You can scroll if you want. I'm asking Renee this.
In that picture.
Right? In certain ones. See, now... It's not the concept of the person, all right, for listeners. What I'm trying to do here is start a new conversation, is that sometimes people look good in certain light, and not I don't mean the ones that try to trick you into thinking they look better than they do. Some people who are honest will just look really good in some pictures, and not in others. So
Renee, here's the deal. This is the way I see it.
Damn, you're scrolling more than I've seen. Apparently,
that one picture is just so bad.
Which one? Show me the worst.
The very worst, right next to it.
Oh, I never.
The rest of them, she's cute,
right?
Super cute. She kind of looks like she's a
went to school.
Dwarf,
went to school where she's really cool.
She's like fun size.
Can't say anything else more because people listen to it, and I think she does too. She's really cool though. He thinks you're a dwarf, by the way. So. I don't, because I know you. And
I don't know. It's just it's the proportions.
Oh, like the...
Yeah, proportions.
Look at that proportion. I'll take a whole portion of that
Ooh,
proportion.
Ooh, and that booty. Talking about you and that booty.
We're so gross. What the fuck is wrong?
I don't know.
Look at that one.
How about you put your phone fucking away for a
second? No, fuck that. It's fun. It gives me... It's fodder to talk
No one
about.
Knows what the fuck we're talking about right now. That's the problem. That's the problem.
I'm sorry, that is rude. This is the most rude.
It's fucking shitty. Shitty dicks.
Tomb Raider's getting a comic. Ooh.
A Tomb Raider comic came out today, written by Gail Simone, who's actually an excellent writer. So they put a really good female writer on a Tomb Raider
came
book.
Out today?
That's fucking smart.
Fucking Vindicate. What is it called? The one that I wanted to get. Takes place in 1984.
Oh.
You guys man, got it?
I didn't see it. It yeah. came out, but no one gives a shit.
Yeah.
It's one of those. It's one of those books that totally under the radar.
It came out of nowhere.
I know what you're Van Android.
Yeah, Van Droid. There you go. Yeah.
The story of a van. That's a droid. I don't know. Van Droid. Half man.
What half are we gonna van. Do after this podcast? I don't mean literally this episode. I mean what are we gonna continue to create together or like am I gonna move out somewhere?
We're not having a baby.
See one of those sharp moments just happened right now.
Oh, you created a baby of your own in your pants.
Created a beautiful brown baby.
Little brown babies. Little shit babies.
But what are we going to do after this? You don't put enough time into Handcuffed by a Ghost.
Motherfucker, I don't have enough time to put into anything.
That's true. You got like mad lint all over you, dude.
Yeah, man. I don't even have time to fucking pit the lint out of my hair.
You look like you slept on the carpet.
I don't even have time to sleep on a carpet. I have to stand on that shit while I'm sleeping.
Get to wear that awesome jacket or shirt.
It's a shirt.
Dude, I wish I had like 500 sleeping pills right now.
I'm there, dude, I've been eyeing that fucking little shot of Bacardi that's in the
whiskey,
kitchen.
I'm not drinking any whiskey, but I'm not drinking at all, period. But
I think I might have finished the Jack Daniels. Is it still there?
I don't know. I haven't been drinking or anything. I had two glasses of the whole thing. Little with ice, with like four ice cubes, and that's it.
Well, there was a it was
there was a full
gone.
Bottle. Yeah,
it wasn't a full bottle.
Well, after the party, that shit was the whole. There was like half a bottle of that shit.
Half a bottle's not a full bottle. Last time I checked,
a full bottle. Excuse me, that was a full bottle. Somebody used it for like a shot, one shot. That's it.
No, there was a lot more gone than that because you said you just had one glass. I had
Two. I didn't say one. I had two very short, like this, like
No, there was a lot more than that gone from it when I by the time I drank.
I had
from
a very because I only like I said I drink whiskey to fall asleep.
I drank two of the whatchamacallit like the with remember you bought the ginger ale. Like weeks
ago.
For
us,
so I had some,
last week I bought a ginger ale.
I had Jack. No, I didn't touch that one. It was Jack Daniels and ginger ale I had like a couple weeks ago. A little bit of it.
Oh, yeah. You're talking about when I bought the ginger ale when we went to go eat at the, when we went to go get sandwiches.
Right.
Yeah.
So I had some of that and it was gone and like mostly gone after that. Anyhow, that's totally not interesting.
Nothing. It doesn't even matter anymore.
No. I want to win the lottery. Just saying it.
I don't.
And it's not even because
I never want to win the lottery. The one thing I would do with the lottery is I would like acquire the rights to like a video game or something and do a movie or revitalize a franchise, like buy a whole studio and pay people.
I would pay my bills.
That's it. I don't want to win the lottery. It's boring. I want to do what I'm.
It's not boring.
I want to like pursue the career.
If you won the lottery, you would not be fucking bored. You'd be like, holy shit, I can do whatever the fuck I want, period.
I
want
to pursue like a career. That's it.
You could do that too. With money.
I'd rather steal that.
Sadly, in this world, if you have money, it's easier to make money.
Well, that's, I've never been to any other world, but you're right.
It's the world we live in. That's the one that counts. Hippopotamus.
Hippopotamus?
Mm-hmm.
Schmipple, hippopotamus.
Pimple doctopus.
So what's your opinion on how we've been doing since we haven't had questions? We're halfway through the season. The guitar.
I don't know, man. It's a fucking week to week basis, you know.
We're officially halfway through season two.
This is number six,
which
right?
is considerably worse than this first season. I already like the first season more
because we had focus. A lot of people like the season that just don't give a shit about us.
This is all going to be gone eventually. By the way, once we're done, it's gone. I'm not hosting it. You're not hosting it.
Yeah, it's too.
We'll
too
just
much.
Have it saved somewhere.
We'll have it on our hard drives.
Yeah, that's it, and it'll be gone because I'm not putting it all on YouTube. I stopped doing that a long time ago. I think after episode like five.
Actually, I realized we might be able to put this up on Dropbox, like a public Dropbox folder.
No, let's not do that. I kind of like want to hide the shit out of all this forever until like.
That's kind of hard to do that right now.
Well, that's now. You're going to fuck with the guitar because I did two little notes?
I want to hit two little notes, too.
Yeah, right. Over and over again.
Well, that's how you make a song.
Yeah, whatever. Here. Listen to Renee. You do great on the guitar.
Really? Because that's not what's happening at all. Oh, shit.
Nope, you're going to unplug it. You're going to fuck your shit up again.
Oh, I felt good.
You sharted.
Huh? I did not shart. My guitar did.
Just go. Do whatever you're about to do.
I'm not about to do anything. I'm doing it. I'm doing what I'm about to do. See, I did it. I'm waiting. That's what I was about to do.
Now do what you're going to do next.
Okay. See? It's done.
Okay, do it again. Ah, you didn't do it again. You see, you fucked up.
Technically, if you said do what you're about to do next.
Just play the guitar. That's what you grabbed it for. Play the guitar.
No one can hear it. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, no one could hear the guitar.
No.
You're standing next to a studio recording mic playing an acoustic guitar. That doesn't pick
up much from background.
I heard it. The last podcast, I heard the fucking guitar.
That you actually listen to it?
Yes, I have to.
You have to.
To make sure that I could hear you and that you could hear me, that people could hear.
Yeah, I do that before I even post it.
Yeah, you listen to the whole thing?
No, but once you get the levels right for something, you know it's going to be okay. Except for the fact that you sometimes back off and get closer and back off.
That's me just being.
That's you.
That's me just like kind of like.
I'm always
seesawing on
same.
My fat torso. Just
We need to get you. If whatever the fuck happens next, we need to get you like a legit mic stand.
If there anything happens next, I feel this is all right. I think I finally can say this. I feel like this cast is making me out to be more of an idiot than I really am. Because when I focus, I could come up with some good things. I think in general, creativity wise, but like this podcast makes me sound so fucking manic, and I'm not.
It's.
You know what
you
I mean?
You talking, though. There's no. It's not like it's someone's making you say anything other than you.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Like, should I just be. It's weirder. I like to focus on things more. That's why I like writing and you know, because I could change things. I could say, this would sound good here. This, like today, somebody asked me, they're like, oh, you have a podcast, right? Our neighbor, one of our neighbors, what's her name? Stacy.
Oh, Stacy.
And she was like, I wanted to listen to it. And I was like, yeah, you can listen to it. From wherever. And that's the thing. It's like I told her, I was like, it's therapy basically for us. Like, you know, this is just how I talk in general.
So it's not.
But I'd much rather be writing or doing something else or working on skits or.
Yeah, but those things don't happen. So there you go.
So what are you doing for the rest of the night?
Not much. I'm really fucking sleepy.
So you're going to try to get some
sleep? I'm going to try to get some actual sleep.
So you're actually going to lay down after this?
To email some things out and try to knock the fuck.
I might walk up to JFK to get some sleeping pills.
I am absolutely fucking tired as shit. I kept getting woken up by people calling and texting and everything this morning after going to sleep at about 4:00.
That's funny. I'm sorry.
It fucking sucks, dude. I just wanted to sleep and I couldn't. So I don't work till super late tomorrow. So this is definitely one of those moments where I shall sleep. Hopefully forever.
Well, I'm gonna try to sleep early too. Watch something interesting, maybe.
That would not make you sleepy. That will keep you up. You have to watch something boring for it to make you sleep.
I listen to, like, I don't know. It's right. You know what? Because I used to be able to fall asleep to things that, like, were just on TV. So
you know, it's scientifically proven that if you have nothing on, you'll fall asleep better.
Yeah.
It's way easier for you to fall asleep with nothing.
But I defy science.
Yeah, it's impossible.
Possible?
Nothing. That would make you supernatural.
I am supernatural. I'm not as shitty as the show, but...
Shitty fucking... You're shittier than the show. The show's awesome. Show has no shittiness involved.
Okay.
They don't talk about their shit stories for an hour. Like we do.
It was a shit storm. A shit AO.
That was a lot of shit. Anyhow.
Yeah, I'm gonna try to walk up there. I just hope I don't get shot. Cause like, I don't know, up until recently.
When the fuck would you get shot?
I know, because like up until recently, I wasn't like, I used to go, you know, I used to walk all the time because like I had anxiety, or it would be like 5 a.m. I had to walk, and I would sit in the park and just type shit on my phone, like write out the script I was working on. But like as of late, I keep hearing about people getting shot and stabbed and shit randomly, like especially like not just especially around here, but in Jersey City, it's like, what the fuck? It's cold. Go inside. Stop stabbing people.
I haven't heard shit about anyone getting shot or stabbed in Jersey City recently. Well,
I'm going to definitely go up and try not to get shot or stabbed.
Dude, you don't look like you'd have anything they want.
It's true.
So
I don't walk around like with like my fucking Beats headphones and like $400 sneakers.
Yeah, so what are you worried about?
It's true. Walking around in some boots. I look like I would.
Why don't you wear?
I look like I have a sniper rifle.
Walk around in your tights. No one's gonna fuck with you.
I have like, damn. Oh shit! I do have those. I'm rocking those tonight, dude. My fucking sleeping. I have sleeping tights. They're just black tights. And first of all, they're not tights. So I don't know why Renee's calling them that.
They're tights.
They're thermal sleepwear. Yeah. They're not tights
for you.
Like women's tights. They're tights. They're not tights, dude. They're not tights. And I rock them only to annoy Renee. Like. Unless it's really cold, it's only to annoy him. So if it's like
the worst thing in the
world. So if it's like
it's literally worse than like an 8 month old baby getting injected with a fucking needle of AIDS. It's worse than that for my eyes.
What the fuck? The blood's already like turned into AIDS, and it's like just AIDS in like fucking
a vial
liquid
of it.
Form.
Just a fucking vial of AIDS.
Not the HIV virus, AIDS.
They gave it a fucking communion wafer that's made out of AIDS while a priest diddles it. That's God. It's worse than that.
You're a horrible person. A communion wafer. That is the most fucking demonic thing you've ever said. I mean, you said some racist shit, but that's.
I'd never say racist
shit. Nah, I'm just kidding. He's not a racist. He just says racist shit.
I win the racist.
You would not want to race anywhere.
Yes, I would.
Dude, you have asthma.
Yeah, but I'm a really fast runner. It's just.
Didn't somebody make fun of you one time because you were riding a bike up and down South Street? I felt so bad. I was like, I got defeated. I was like, yo, don't make fun of somebody for trying to get in shape. The fuck is wrong with you? You're like, was that you fucking dying riding
up
the bike?
It was extremely hot outside, and I was going up the fucking hill.
And they said that they heard you like, ah.
I was dying, dude.
That's dangerous.
I hadn't been on a bike since I was a kid. And like, fucking Deanna gave me, well, I bought a bike from Deanna and that she had in her basement forever. And I'm like, all right, cool. Let me fucking, and I go and I fill the tires up. And I'm like, in my head, if I'm driving anything, I go on autopilot like I'm driving a car. So I went up all the side roads that sidewind and go fucking crazy ass uphill to Jersey City. Instead of just fucking driving to the light rail area, taking the elevator, and then riding the fucking bike home on normal streets, my dumb ass decides that I need to fucking go up the steepest goddamn hill from Hoboken so up to funny. Jersey City, and it twists.
That was
and
like 2 years, like 3 years ago, maybe. It was a because I was on Facebook and I just saw like a message to one person. It was like one to the other. And I was like, was that your fat ass that couldn't breathe riding up South Street? And I was
the person
like,
didn't say that. You're saying that. They didn't call me a fat ass.
Oh, no, no, no. They,
they said, did we just see you in a, you with your mohawk on a bike going up the hill?
They said your fucking, breathing was labored.
You fucking cunt. You were the one who called me a fat ass, not them.
I'm sorry. It was just natural to add that. I don't think you're fat at all, obviously, but I just...
Yeah, you don't think it. What, you say you know it? Fucking shit stain of a human.
Damn, dude. Relax your cock hole. For fuck's sakes.
Leave my meatus out of this.
That's fucking harsh. Meatus. When I taught you that, I taught you that word. That's awesome. When I learned that word, I was in a health book. Everyone was like, what the fuck is it? I was like, lick my meatus. And they're like, what does that mean? Like your dick? I was like, it's a part of my dick.
It's a dick hole.
It's the dick hole. They're like, that's what it's called? I was like, yeah, it's the opening of the tip of your penis.
It's the place that makes you a poppy.
The hospital's the place that makes you a poppy. Well, not always.
No. Your dick hole makes the pee-pee semen come out. You make
yo, dude, yo, one time.
Why am I saying things that sound like Bill Cosby without sounding like Bill Cosby?
You weren't even trying.
No.
One time my dad tried to tell me this, like he started for no reason. He wasn't trying to annoy me or gross me out. He was trying to like make himself like, you know, seem more. I was like, come on, we're guys. You get somebody pregnant, husband, wife, whatever kind of relationship you're in. No one needs to know. All right. Kids don't want to know how they were conceived.
Right.
Okay. So he just like started telling me like, cause he was drunk and he was trying to make himself out to be like, you know, like this
machismo shit.
No. He was trying to make himself out to be, because he didn't want to sound. That's exactly it. He didn't want to sound like that. Like all machismo, like I fucking nailed your mom in a fair or some shit like that.
Or
banged your mom at a fucking Black Sabbath concert. Like he didn't want to say anything like that. He was doing the exact opposite. So I was like, you don't have to tell me anything at all. And he was like, it was very nice. We went to, I was like, no. And that's it. I was just like, I don't care.
I don't want to hear.
And he kept going and I left the room and I kept hearing him tell himself like tell the story to himself. I wasn't paying attention, but I could hear him like that tone of voice. Like he was like, and then we did this and that. And it was very respectful.
Respectful?
I was like, dude, no. Like as soon as he started, I left the room. It was so fucking funny. I was like, what makes you think I want to hear that? Because he put his hand on my shoulder and was like, it was very respectful and sweet. There were candles. I was like, dude, you do not need to fucking tell me that. I was like, what kind of candles? Were you summoning? Were you planning on summoning a demon? Because you did. For fuck's sake.
Shumagorath.
Yeah, I came out and just one eye, fucking 18 tentacles. Shumagorath. Fucking universe fucking. He talks too, Shumagorath.
He's
a
demon.
Shumagorath.
He sounds kind of like,
like Waspinator if he wasn't such a fucking anal bitch. Yeah, so Godzilla, May 14th.
Oh, May 16th.
14th. 14th. Europe. 16th.
I'ma fuck that movie. I'ma do it. Looks good.
We're gonna both.
So.
We're gonna both do it. Together. With our bodies. No. We're gonna go to the movies together with our bodies.
We're gonna go to the movies together with our body.
Let's do it.
Nam-nam. The I don't know.
The fuck did you just say, by the way?
Nam-nams. My favorite candy is nam-nams.
Ah! Like, well, Scoop, I told you. Well, I can't even say it on here, but give us one. Give us another one. A like, wow, Scoops.
I don't know what to say.
Yes, you do. You know there's some anger. Like, wow, Scoops, don't come to the city if you have nowhere to fucking stay. See, there's always one. I know, bro. I live with you. I know.
Like, wow, Scoob, sounds like your shit vacation had some horrible planning. Zoinks!
No, don't. We're trying to avoid copyright issues here. We're not making any money.
But the... my left... Puppy power.
That's fucking Scrappy.
Scrappy Doo.
Little fucking Scrappy idiot.
Doo.
He gets to be clearer than his fucking
Scrappy Dingleberry.
Scrappy shit fuck.
There was fucking.
I hate that.
Was it Scooby Dumb? The fucking
the cousin.
The cousin with the hat. And he was all
like Scooby Doo wasn't a fucking idiot enough.
Yeah.
Like
his dumber, his fucking dumb as shit stone fucking cousin dog. But the thing is, they're still smarter than every dog out there because they can fucking talk.
Scooby-Doo. So
Scrappy
what's your whole thing with them being stoners? You really think that's what they were trying to portray? Scooby and Shaggy being stoners?
Well, Shaggy's definitely a fucking stoner.
Yeah, because of the whole big sandwich.
You realize that he had no whites of his eyes? If you look at Shaggy, his eyes are the same red color as the rest of his flesh. That's how bloodshot he fucking was, I guess. Like, Scooby has full whites of his eyes. You look at Shaggy, it's the same color as the rest of his face. I'm like, God damn that motherfucker's eye.
He's fucking stoned, dude.
fucking yo, one time I got
so stoned, right? This is one before my body was like, hey, you're allergic to pot. So I got this. I was like 15. I got so stoned that I just stared at my friend's face for like 15 minutes. I kept telling him I'd take a bullet for him. Don't do drugs. Like, I was so, my eyes, dude, they were like, so, it was just, like, even my, like, the iris of my eye was just red.
Iris of your eyes, getting my bleh, bleh. Oh, I found my Zelda.
Oh, which one is that?
I think it's Link to the Past with four swords.
So I could throw it? What, four swords?
Four swords is on there, yeah.
Both of them? Four swords is the co-op, right? Four swords
debuted on that.
Four swords was the four Zelda, four links.
Four links. Four swords.
Four sausage.
Cross them swords.
Four sausage links.
I think it's time to bid the world adieu.
Yeah, because I'm getting anxious. I want to move.
Dude,
look at my legs. This is how I have to. The whole cast, whenever we do
it's
one,
like
I have
you've
to
been banging that speaker.
Yeah, just.
We have the most ghetto fucking setup.
Ghetto.
That's one thing we got to change. Hopefully by
we have to re-clean. I can't believe this place looks like this again. This living
room.
Yeah,
I got to take care of this again.
Cause this,
it was nice for a bit, and then life happens. But yeah, we're gonna sign off and go fuck ourselves. And
yeah, I'm gonna go get some sleeping pills.
And I'm gonna go get some sleep.
And he's gonna go get some sleep.
And you can all listen to this shit, because that's exactly what it is.
It literally was shit talk.
Shit talking.
There's a Nutella store that just opened in Chicago.
Oh, I want to go to Chicago. So, oh, you send that to fucking Valerie.
Really?
She's in Chicago now. She lives there now.
She officially moved already?
She officially moved.
So she didn't get... Oh,
she didn't get to have a fucking...
I thought it was in March she was leaving.
No, she's they
look
sent
who
her over there.
Before the show ended. Look.
Oh, the first cameo of the kitty. And the last.
The last.
Just at the end. Just in the nick of dick of time.
I'll put that on her wall.
She loves Nutella too. Can she have it? No, she has a peanut allergy, but I don't know if that affects Nutella.
Nutella is what kind of nut is it?
Hazelnut.
Hazelnuts.
Okay, I don't know why that was. Because
I had to say hazelnuts. Like it's hazelnut. I said what type of nut? It's not hazelnuts.
Well, I'm sure they use more than one hazelnut. So, anyhow, I'm Rene Rosa. And I'm talking to myself.
No, I'm sharing the photo.
That's great. You can do that after we fucking finish.
Hey, if you guys like our fucking podcast, share it. We work hard on this shit. No, we don't.
You don't work hard at all.
I
work hard on it.
Shut the fuck up.
You don't.
Yeah, sure you do.
Hey, I have to convert.
You spend 5 minutes converting it, uploading it, and then naming it something I don't want you to
name. I type things.
Anyway.
It's more than what you do.
If you like our show, share it. If you got something that you like to share with us, share it with us, and then we'll do like a thing where you share what we like, and you know what the fuck I mean. Listen to us and share it. No one cares if you know. They're listening. So, alright. In all seriousness, before I sign off, Sherman Tanks, if you like us, share our shit, listen to it. Check out Awesome Talk TV. They've been sharing our stuff too. They're really fucking cool. They got some really funny. Awesome stuff. They talk about some really cool subjects. I checked out about 2-3 episodes and I liked it. They liked our stuff. We might be.
We're trying to be on their show sometime soon. We'll totally let everyone know exactly when that's going to be. If that's the case, then you get to watch Sherman Tanks live with Awesome Talk.
Yeah. Oh, that's another thing. We're not sure if that's going to replace our episode or if that's going to
be the episode.
You know, just or just be another thing, you know,
right.
Yeah, because that week that's hard because I'll be in school full time at that time and Renee
right.
will be working, so that'll be extra difficult for us to do two shows. But that sounds kind of cool. We actually have a schedule where we have to go and do another show,
right.
But
a little crossover action,
yeah. So if we do make it on that show, and even if we don't, check them out, and that will be really soon. That'll be in the next 2 weeks.
Evelyn, if possible. I'll find out. For
sure. Yeah, find out. But we're definitely. I'm stoked to be on that show because they seem like a bunch of cool crew.
They're cool peeps.
And check them out. Check out season 1 of Sherman Tanks and season 2 so far on Podomatic and iTunes. Now haven't mentioned that yet.
Yeah. We're on iTunes. Also, season one, you might want to get your fill of it because it will be going away soon.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to run out of space, and we're not going to pay for more.
No, we're not going to be hosting that, but it's up now. You can download it and keep it permanently for your own listening.
If you don't want to listen to it now, it doesn't matter. You could just download what's existing so far if you haven't checked it out yet. Just download everything and keep it because it's going to go bye-bye.
I think we should release season one as like a... not on CD, but just as like its own like release. What
you'd
do
have
think?
To release it on a fucking Blu-ray. It's huge.
Yeah, like no we know we should release it as a download. Like we should release it
like a torrent.
Yeah, like we should. Yeah, and then just put it up and be like, here you go. If you guys want to, and we'll have
we could do
box
a torrent
art for it. Yeah, and we could like season one. Here you
we
go.
We could do a torrent. Thing.
So yeah, but anyway, you get your fill of season one and two on iTunes and Podomatic. This is Sherman Tanks. I'm Chance Gerbellini.
I'm Rene Rosa, and have a good night.
Peace
with my dick.
I'm not going to piece your dick.
It's already one piece.